When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show, yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next is from Jared Smith, the subject is mailbag question. Hey guys, I was watching WWE Rivalries episode of Undertaker vs. Mankind. They mentioned before the Boiler Room Brawl match that they apologized beforehand just in case they got too stiff with some of the shots. My question is, in your guys' time in the business, was it customary to apologize before a match, especially an intense feud, if you knew you was going to lay something in hard? Thanks as always. Well, yeah, we just tell the guy, let's lay it in. But you're still trying to take care of the guy, you know? So
yeah, I would always tell the guy sometimes I did want to get a little more physical to give it more reality, and just like, you know, anything I hit you with, hit me right back just as hard. And, you know, so he knew, so he didn't take the wrong way.
Do you get this clip ready for the next one, Joe, with Jericho?
Yeah. Let me ask Conan real quick, though, because when I saw that email, it made me think they made a big deal the first time you wrestled Vampiro on Nitro, and they went into the history and really pushed, like, you know, these guys really hate each other and stuff. Did you and Vamp have conversations like that? Like, yo, let's lay it in and make it look real because people are okay.
No. Next is from Mitch Polachek, and the subject is Jericho. Conan and Disco, short question this week. What is your opinion on your boy Jericho doing this? The dance sequence with MJF is one thing, and I don't even know what to say about this. And this is from Mitch from Wahoo. Just check this out. This is ridiculous, by the way. I'm very disappointed in Chris doing this.
Of course.
To be honest with you. Where is this at, by the way? Is this at PWG?
I think it's at where they run their shows, their new building, whatever it is, yeah.
All right.
Wait, Hager!
That's enough. It's enough. Conan, what would you do if you put the Mexican kids just went into business for themselves to do that at one of your shows?
They wouldn't do that.
But what if they did do that and they came back to the curtain? What would you say?
What are you doing, bro? We don't do that here. But I will say this. I went to PWG and I actually saw a match where they did that slow motion spot. And the guys that did it, I think they made either were the originals, or they've done it a lot of times before, because it was actually funny. So in my mind, I just thought, okay, wrestling is its own universe with its own rules. Each promotion has its own, you know, rules too. And maybe in PWG, that's something that was accepted because everybody there liked it, including myself. So, you know, it's not something I would put on TV, but people do seem to like it. I thought it was funny when I saw it.
Now, I don't know where else they do it, but so far, I guess it's contained to that PWG universe or whatever.
Yeah, can somebody please tell me where this started it, who started it, and where
Genesis
it started
was.
It? Yeah.
Right. But do you? What if they went ahead and did that on AEW? You think that would be a popular thing, or you think it would get shit on?
That's a very risky thing. That seems something I think it would get over, but it's such a risky thing that if it didn't, you'd look like a jack-off. I think it's like an indie thing, but I think it's funny. You know, I think everything most – a lot of things from the indie scenes, you just polish it up and make it better. And I don't know.
Sorry, I just wanted to let you guys, because Disco, you mentioned it yesterday, and I think Conan wants to take a look at it too. The guy I'm talking to about getting Steve Kern on, he's going to send us a PDF of his book, so you can just read it on your phone or Kindle or whatever.
All right. Next is from Gary Hans. The subject is Who is Right. Hey, K100, listen to Jake Roberts' shoot interview. He was talking about how back in 91 he had some big backstage blow-up with Ultimate Warrior, who said the Warrior basically yelled at him like a child and told him off for his party antics, and how Jake was going to have to perform during their planned storyline. Jake was burying Warrior for this. Why? How was Ultimate Warrior in the wrong for not wanting his opponent to be hung over or high as a kite in the ring? K100, was Ultimate Warrior in the wrong for browbeating Jake Roberts, or is Jake in the wrong for seeing this as a bad thing? Speaking of Jake Roberts, could this be the greatest promo of all time? Want to play the promo?
Mm-hmm.
And imply the answer to that question is Ultimate War is not wrong, you know.
No,
so
I don't think so.
Yeah. So
Jake the Snake Roberts, the match is at hand.
Well, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Here we are at WrestleMania, and it's the biggest match of your career. Why? Because everything you stand for is on the line, namely the Million Dollar Belt. Oh yeah. It can be yours once again. You see, all you have to do to get it back is go through Damien and me. But you see, Damien and I don't forget. We remember all the times you made people grovel for your money. These were people far less fortunate than you. People who could use your money for essentials. And what did you do? You made fun of them. You humbled them and you humiliated them. Well, now it's my turn. I'm going to make you beg, DiBiase. You are going to get down on your hands and knees. This time, you'll be the one that's humbled. This time, you'll be the one that's humiliated. And this time, you will be the one that grovels for the money. And how appropriate that the money you grovel for is your very own. A victim of your own greed, wallowing in the muck of avarice.
Longfellow couldn't have said it better.
That's a great line.
Yeah, right. Next is some Wayne Grofine, the subject of genetics.
Do you think that was the greatest promo of all time? No. You know, I don't even think that was Jake's. If you guys maybe remember, maybe not. Jake had a feud with Savage, and he came back and cut a promo about how he wanted to take Elizabeth and smack her around and stuff. That was probably Jake's best promo. That was some intense shit.
Next, Conan, this Wayne Grofine, subject of genetics. Conan, I was not aware of El Hijo del Vikingo at all before Dynamite. That was awesome. Now he's got a new fan of me. Bill Body trashing him on Twitter is so pathetic. He simply just cannot deal with you explaining to him why his dumb opinion on Cody Rhodes is wrong. So this is his passive aggressive way of trying to get you. With the Hall of Fame coming up, people are always talking about why not this person when it comes to the inductions. One that's always stuck out of my mind is the Rockers. I thought they were so fantastic, but really, over the years, Jannetty seems to have lost his mind. K100, do you think the Marty Jannetty's crazy personal life is going to keep the Rockers out of the Hall of Fame?
I don't think the Rockers are a Hall of Fame team, really. I mean, they were only around for a few years and they had good matches, but they were never champions. They were never headliners. It was like Shawn Michaels' lower mid-card stage before he became a star. You know, I don't necessarily think that's a Hall of Fame team.
Right.
When he worked in WCW, what was he like? Do you guys have any encounters with him or anything like that? Marty?
No, not really.
Okay.
Next is from Great Greatness, and the subject is MJF versus Dominic Mysterio. Bill Body's a big snowflake in all wrestling podcasting, even women who are sensitive to criticism like he is. Plus, now that we know he can't handle it, it just makes it even better. Well. Question time. K100 is one of the biggest supporters of MJF and defenders against his critics. At the same time, K100 is also the first and only podcast that was giving Dominic Mysterio props for his A-plus heel work. So my question for K100 is, who's the better heel between MJF and Dominic? For me personally, it's Dominic. I don't think MJF sucks, but I think his cheap heat stuff is way too corny and simply not drawing the ratings or selling the tickets that a top guy should. While Dom is so effing hateable that Rey Mysterio is able to have a whole arena going apeshit because of a single punch. What does the K100 team think? Dominic is gets the type of heat that you want. You know, the people don't like him.
Yeah.
You know, like he gets heel heat every time he tags into a match. You know, like he's just like, you know, I don't know if MJF's heat is the type of heat you want, because he does get a lot of cheap heat, you know, but he's good at it. But it's like, I don't know. It's like I'd prefer the heat that Dominic gets to the heat that MJF gets. What would you think, Conan?
They're two different type of heels, but I prefer the heat that Dominic's getting 100%. Plus what they're doing with Dominic that's so sweet is that they're doing a real good slow build. You know, they've been building up anticipation, just like the hug between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They've been building that anticipation. They're really good at that. That's, you know, those guys they got back there, whether it's Bruce or Michael Hayes or Paul Heyman, you know, they've seen it all. They've done it all. You know what I'm saying? And so
maybe for this guy, Dom.
Paul and Triple H, you know.
Maybe for the emailer here, Dom. He prefers Dom because Dom's a little bit fresher too. MJF's been a heel for a few years on TV now, and Dom's only been like a year.
I don't think it has anything to do with freshness. I just think, you know, they go so fast over that AEW to everything. Things don't resonate sometimes, and here they've been doing slow build. You know,
like for instance,
and then they have threads throughout the show, which they don't rarely do in the other companies.
Yeah, for instance, what's your favorite MJF feud?
Feud.
Yeah,
I'm not into any of his feuds. I'm just into his personality and his character.
Because remember,
there's been no feuds that I'm like, oh yeah, that was, huh?
Right. He's feuded with Chris, Punk. Like, he's had big headline feuds, but I'm saying, and Moxley, you know.
Yeah. Well, the next email is going to go,
Brian.
Let me read the next email, okay? Mm-hmm.
Tax day is coming.
Oh no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally, tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
one guard.
Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why the kit has shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shaves, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can...
if he's interested.
Yeah, Manscaped. He's interested in that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lewis Rice, subject is Coward Heels. The psychology in the Dom Ray feud is actually better than Cody and Roman. There's nothing little likable about chicken shit Dom, and so the fans are fully behind Ray. Roman, on the other hand, is a dominant figure, not a coward. A lot of his traits are admirable, unlike Dom. Roman is still a great heel, but I think chicken shit heels get the best heat. You get the majority of the crowd rooting for their demise. Would you agree that the most effective heels are chicken shits and cowards? That's from Lewis Rice. Yeah, and that's like, and bro, the thing is with the both of these the characters, Dominic and Roman, is that they're characters that are more defined by the storyline that's being told and how they've acted in the story, you know, which makes them, you know, different types of heels, you know. So like I said, I like both of them. I mean, but, you know, Roman's done some shitty, really horrible things, even though he's had good qualities. He's kind of like J.R. Ewing. You know, he'll do something good once every blue moon, but he's still a terrible person. But Dominic's just an unlikable kid, which is a perfect character right now. What do you think?
Yeah, he's acting a thing we've seen a million times, and we probably see it in American society. The entitled, ungrateful, disrespectful punk that we see a lot in society.
Right. Next is from Giant Farut, and the subject is David Arquette. With the recent smash hits of Scream 5 and Scream 6, plus his participation in the awesome video game The Quarry, do you three guys think that David Arquette will ever go into the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame? Also, Conan or Disco, do you have any behind-the-scenes stories about Arquette from his WCW run? And Joe, Billy can talk all the shit he wants about you, but it's fallen on deaf ears. No one likes him, so he can tweet all day talking shit, but the only person who looks bad is him. Team Feeny.
I don't think Billy hasn't necessarily talked shit, but he's taken some – it was like KG-like shots where – he'll just refer to me as the producer in quotes.
Right.
You know, so.
You dick. It's whatever, yeah. So now, David Arquette, I don't know. What? Seriously, bro, you thought it's necessary to ask a question whether we think David Arquette will go into the Hall of Fame. I don't know. All right, so that's kind of a I mean, we prefer you ask more questions that would generate more content than that. Next is from Hornet Gallowagger, and the subject is Rock a Real Life Heel. On March 17th, Shazam 2 came out and it was a big budget flop. It has killed that franchise, yet another dent in the public image of DC films. Who's getting the blame for this? The Rock. The director and also lead actor both come out and say that literally 3 days before production began, The Rock used behind-the-scenes power to get the whole script changed. Originally, The Rock as Black Adam was supposed to cameo, but Rock had to change so that he wasn't in the thing or even mentioned. It's not a good look for him at all, and there's a lot of negative press. What I would like to hear from K100 is, have you guys ever heard any behind-the-scenes stories about The Rock causing problems in the wrestling business? And just correct Billy, he claimed on your show that Alexa Bliss was taking time off for mental health problems, when in reality she was filming that Masked Singer TV show while also getting treatment for skin cancer. So get him to check his stories for next time. So that's interesting. Well, we'll see that.
Well, she was on the Masked Singer TV show. That is true.
Yeah. Right. Let me see. Has The Rock caused any problems in wrestling? I don't know. I didn't work with him. Did you hear anything about him?
No, I never heard him causing any problems. I just think maybe, you know, he might have read the script and thought it sucked. And he's the
producer.
He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood. Right. He's got the power.
We'll find out, you know, if he made a bad decision or not in the future. But, you know, it seems that people are kind of like superhero movied out a little bit, you know. There's been so many and so many reboots and so many, they're just tired of it, you know.
Yeah.
Next, Rock's done too, because the new guy came in to change up the whole universe, and Black Adam's not going to get a sequel. See, what Rock wanted was to have a Black Adam Superman like collision, and then they ixnated, I guess.
Yeah, I saw Black Adam. It was brutal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next is from Beto Garcia, and the subject is Wrestling of Today. How's it, players? It's your homeboy from the 415 on Discord, G4150351. Mm-hmm. I was listening to the most current K100 recatch, and Chael Sonnen's clip came up. I agree with everything you said with Conan, and what Conan and you said about the wrestling of back then and the wrestling of now. My sister and I cringe when a spot is extremely choreographed. There is no sell. Remember the wrestling in the 80s, 90s, and early mid-2000s on how wrestlers used to sell into a move, whether it be through staggering, etc. Would you say the lack of no-selling of today's due to training or the copy-paste repeat of today's era? Stay righteous, mentally, and physically healthy. I just think these guys aren't being trained by good trainers. You know, they're not your trainer probably didn't really know how to sell very well, so they're trying to teach guys to sell, and nobody does it well. You know, I train people to sell well. You know, when I train. So it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think it's training. I don't think there's a lot of good trainers out there, to be honest with you. You got a comment, Conan?
Yeah, that could be a very good point, because it starts with your trainer. He should be, you know, showing you how to do these things. And if he's not, then your base is already wrong. Because once you get to the Indies, you got so many untrained guys out there, you know. So that you could have a point there.
Yeah. Hang on, make a device is verified. All right. Good day. So next is from Crappy King Dre. Subject to CM Punk dropped a nuke. Good day, K100 crew. Punk claims Tony Khan asked him to wrestle a squash match when he wasn't clear to compete. Every viewer has witnessed AEW not stopping matches wrestlers are knocked down concussed. Example, our Alex Reynolds knocked down. He was laying in the ring while the match continued. Britt Baker suffered a concussion trying to tag in one of her opponents. Matt Hardy being knocked out when hitting his head on concrete. The match continued. Do you think Punk is telling the truth? And what advice would you guys give Tony going forward? Thanks and keep it 100. I don't know. I can't comment on that. I don't know if Punk's telling the truth. I don't know. I mean, I can't vouch for the guy because I've never had interactions where he would tell me the truth or where I could judge his character, you know? So you got a comment, Conan?
What's the question?
What's your advice for Tony when it comes to Punk?
As far as what?
Would you bring him back? Would you use him? Would you cut ties?
Yeah, I would bring him back.
What about all the problems he has with allegedly with Jericho and Moxley and the Bucks? Well,
you've got to fix those, bro. I work with people I don't like. What am I going to do? Quit my fucking job?
But what if it's unfixable because his attitude is so bad that...
Well, then you have a face-to-face. Hey, you're coming back, but understand you rub people the wrong way because of this, this, and this. Do you want to fix it or not? And then it's up to him. You know, it takes two to tangle here. When people are telling you to your face, your boss and people that you hopefully respect tell you, hey, you know, you're fucking up. You should be smart enough to listen and change if you need to change.
Yeah. Now, what about in Punk's shoes where he says he came back, you know, he had the injury. I think it was he broke his ankle or some shit like that. And he wasn't cleared yet, but he says they wanted him to come in and do the squash loss to Moxley, which would be like, hey, you don't need to be cleared. You're only going to be in the ring 90 seconds. Do you think Punk has?
I wouldn't have done it. Yeah. Okay. I agree with him. I wouldn't have done it either.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I re-injure myself? Are you going to take care of that?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not. And you said he wasn't under contract?
Moxley wasn't, from what Moxley said.
Oh, Moxley was in there. So you want me to lose to a guy that's not under contract?
While I'm hurt.
Yeah, good point.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
So Conan.
What up?
I've been training and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym. You know, it works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Next is from Jake Franklin. Subject is TNA crew ambushed WWE in 2005-2006. Hello, K100 firm. Longtime listener for 2017, the KG Meltdown show was an all-timer from Liverpool, England, home of the mighty Everton Football Club. Oh, that's a cheap shot. Shout out to Conan and Joe, but Disco's my boy. He's like the cool uncle who, although he's pushing 60, is still hanging out the back of 10s on a Saturday night. You the man, D.I. Anyway, my question is about the TNA ambush of WWE guys in late 2005. A vignette on TNA showed Conan and Truth hanging out with Ray and a few others. The WWE guys were pixelated. At the time, this was big news. Any fallout or cool stories about this? Keep up the good work, fellas. I don't remember this at all, to be honest with you.
I don't think you were there, but this was might have been a Vince Russo idea.
Mm-hmm.
Where this was supposed to be like our answer. Remember when they went in the Jeep to...
Right.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like our answer, which I was like, wow.
Plus, they were filming a commercial on the same...
next door.
Yeah. Right, gotcha. Yeah.
And then the sound studio next to us. So we got like cookies and balloons and a cake, and we were welcoming them, I think, the Universal Studios, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And at that same time, Rey Mysterio, and I was with BG and I was with Ron Killings,
because we were
3Live Crew. Abyss was in the back.
Yeah, I think so, Calval, maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. Right. But they're coming out of this door and it's Rey Mysterio. You know, everybody knows our relationship. And Randy Orton's like his best friend and he's with him. So it's more like, hey, what's up, guys? You know, how you doing? Here's a, you know, there was no confrontation. You know, I think that's what they were maybe expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no, you know, yeah.
Okay, next is from Anthony Hunt. The subject is undisputed title being retired.
Philadelphia's own Anthony Hunt.
K100 crew, greetings all. I've been hearing rumors that Triple H is sick of the Undisputed belt and wants a big gold one back, the one Flair always wore. Also, after Mania, Roman will be on vacation till SummerSlam. My question is, have you heard these rumors and what do you think? Is Cody locked now to win Mania? The rumor was started by Sean's View Entertainment. Have you heard not him? Have you heard not him?
I don't know who that is.
That's a stupid...
Right.
Right. That's terrible grammar, Anthony Hunt.
Plus, Anthony, you're a mailbag regular, but I got to tell you, asking Disco and Conan if they care about a championship belt changing...
Okay, let me explain to you. I heard there's a gold eagle belt that Cody wants. Have zero idea what it looks like. You said the big gold one back. I don't have any idea what that looks like. I probably the only one I could tell would be the woman's one because I think it's got like a red color, a purple color. So I think the 24/7 because it says 24/7 on it. But other than that, bro, I don't look at the designs of the belt. I couldn't tell, and I really couldn't care unless it looked really, really bad. You know?
Do you have any championship belts in your possession from your career?
No.
So the next one is from what you call Pistol Ox, the subject. Who's he talking about? Hey, K100 fam, the very rich but extremely weak snowflake tweeted this on Billy. The very extremely weak snowflake tweeted this on 3/22 at 9/48 during AEW. How can he type this bullshit? How can this type of bullshit be tolerated? Just let the guy go. And he tweeted, "Dream match. Whose dream is this? Anyone else seen a small, skinny Mexican dude from every backyard wrestling video, or is it just my eyes? AEW Dynamite." And he spelled dynamite wrong. That's actually pretty funny.
Yes, you did.
It's getting bad grammar. I don't care about tweets like this, but he's right, bro. Cornette ripped Vikingo on his thing. Like bro. How big is Vikingo? Cornette was describing him as 5'3". Is that true? No, he's maybe, way taller than that, right?
He's probably about Ray's size.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't really notice that, like his size, because his outfit was kind of like he is. He's a small high flyer. But what's the I don't Like I said, the guy was a spectacle for me. There's no way he can sustain that type of work without getting – he's going to get hurt. And I hope he realizes it. Well, the first time he has an injury is when he's going to pull back and be less risk-taking on some of his stuff. Because, bro, that's on the extreme end of high risk is a lot of stuff he does. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Right, but I've always explained this to you.
Right, I know you're explaining it.
Of all the high flyers that I've found, first of all, you're usually going to be small because they're – take off easier.
You gotta, have guys that can catch you for one thing.
Right.
So
you don't see big gymnasts usually,
Right.
And so they're usually small and compact,
Right. Like
so
Reggie.
You get these small guys that can go. But like anything else, when Eddie Guerrero first started, he was a small guy and he did a lot of high flying shit.
Mm-hmm.
As he got older and smarter and probably got hurt, he did less shit. Rey Mysterio doesn't do what he did before, and Vikingo will find out the same way. But when you're young, bro, it's like trying to you've been around probably young mares or young wild horses, right?
Yes.
They're hard to control, bro, or like a young bull. You can't control them. You know, you just got to let them run and get that energy out. Let the birds fly. He'll get older and wiser and not do as many moves, and he'll get hurt. And, son, he'll learn like everybody else.
Right.
I'd say regarding Billy's tweet, if I could give Billy advice.
Let me just say one thing. And they're almost like running backs. They have a short lifespan. What I'm saying?
Yeah, like 3-4 years. Right. Yeah.
Right. Right. Where you go out there and you just give it all you got. And then,
Then the hits add up and you can't, the carries add up and then you're right. Yeah.
That would be my best example, of high flyers. They're
right.
Like
go
running
ahead.
Backs.
Right, go ahead, Joe.
So Billy has his style, obviously, but
right,
and he confuses me a lot with it. But this is the most confusing one I saw because I don't know why he would passive aggressively try to like needle Conan, knowing
I don't think he's needling Conan in there. He's not a fan of like the Lucha. I just don't think he's a fan of this guy. I don't think he's taking
but
a
this
shot.
Isn't, at, this isn't the tweet to me. It's stupid anyways because no backyard wrestler wrestles like him. You got to have talent to do what he does.
Right.
But he's just being a dick, And to me, it's like, bro, it's like we'll clap back at people because they come after us. But you just continuously just throw shit out there without anybody coming at you. And you're always a victim and you're never wrong. And you take shots at the show. And we've already talked to you 2 or 3 times. And enough with the bullshit.
Right. Next is from Mark Montanaro on the subject of police shops. K100 crew, a few weeks ago, you spoke with Stevie Ray about police officers. You got this ad, Joe?
Yep.
Below is an advertisement that the Philadelphia Police Department is using to recruit new employees. The police academy is 6 months. Below the ad, I place the year-end crime stats for 2022. My question to the crew is that today, if you were in your 20s, would this ad interest you? Would you recommend this job to a loved one? Last, I pulled from Philadelphia Crime Map webpage of crime stats in the area that Joey Janela was calling from.
So after 6 months, you make about $64,000, and by year five, you're making $86,000 to be a Philadelphia police officer. Tuition reimbursement, 4 weeks, leave, paid holiday vacation, insurance, and then you're vested in a pension after 10 years. So there's a lot. Yeah, the money's not bad.
And you wonder, this money's not bad, but it's definitely ripe for corruption to like make money on the side illegally for cops. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yes.
Yeah, they need to be paid more. Cops need to be paid more, to be honest with you, for what they do. And you would hire – if you pay them more, you're hiring more quality people. You know, so it's like, you know, I don't know.
Bro, Philadelphia is very, very violent right now.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if I'd even want to be a cop over there. Would you take this job, Joe?
No, I wouldn't.
Not today. Yeah. No way. Because it's also like you're in a difficult position, because if there's going to be situations where you feel like you need to defend yourself or maybe even get excessive, and then you're going to be on every news channel in the world, right?
Yeah, especially when your life's at risk, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next is from David Benson. The subject's question. Dear Keeping 100 crew, hope all is good. I got two questions. For Disco, working at Sapphires, I want to know if ever celebrities never ever rent out the whole venue for a party. Have any wrestlers ever visited and used it for an after party or something? Hope all the best for your business at the Gentleman's Club. And for Conan, between the performances and the stories you share on the podcast, I can always tell you enjoy doing LAX-related work. I want to know if you ever personally want to do a Super LAX reunion, maybe under the AAA banner. I think it'd be great seeing you lead Homicide, Hernandez, Santana, Ortiz, Danny Rivera, Slice Boogie, and even Hector Guerrero, Salinas, and Diamante in a brief angle, or even if it lasted one night. What do you think? Is it even possible after TK's horrible booking of Santana and Ortiz? Stay healthy and have a great day, guys. And that's David from Sacramento. Yeah, sometimes the showroom, like, I think Bad Bunny didn't want to be in the main room with all the people, so we gave him the showroom. Like, kind of rented out the showroom. And so did the LA Clippers came in one time, and they did that too. Like, for renting out, like, a room.
What's
like
the difference in the showroom and the main room? They do shows and...
The rest of the guests aren't allowed into the showroom.
Okay.
Just like it's where we show the Monday Night Football, the UFC fights. But when we're not showing UFC fights, it's closed. So we open it up for like
if, how many
for,
people you, fit in there?
Oh, shit, a couple hundred.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, you've mentioned athletes and stuff like that that have stopped in, but there's a lot of rock shows in Vegas and residencies and stuff. Have you ever had guys like that come in, like Steven Tyler or Axel or
nope.
No band guys, really?
They just pick up girls and take them to the hotel.
Yeah.
I don't think they go to the strip clubs. Bro, I went to this party for a famous hip-hop artist, and you should have seen all the groupies that he had in his house. And this was the day before the concert, okay? Right. And they were like all different nationalities, you know, like Israelis and Germans and Mexican, everything. Right. Yeah, they don't even have to go to strip clubs if they don't want to.
Yeah. All right. So, next, by the way, what your question was about LAX.
Yeah, something like that would have to be done in, because they weren't really that famous in Mexico. That would have to be done in the United States, possibly in Impact, which is where it all started, or MLW.
And next is some crappy King Dre. This is the second one this week, so we got suspended for a week.
That'll do it.
Seriously, what should Tony Khan do? Hey, hello, K100 crew. I'm not a bot, but a real wrestling fan since the early 80s. AEW declining ratings, Tony's meltdown on Twitter, and all the momentum they had seems to be gone. In all seriousness, what should TK do in your opinion, Conan and Disco? Thanks. We said, bro, don't you listen. I'm not even going to answer this. Just suspend the guy. We talk about that show. We review that show every week. Do you listen to the review? That's what we talk about that every single week. What a stupid question. This is suspended for 2 weeks, Joe.
2 weeks for
one for submitting two emails this week and one for a terrible question. Next is from Gregory Vedette, and the subject is Disco was actually over. Hey, guys, big fans. First time sending an email. I do interact with Disco on Twitter a lot because he's been on fire lately. Also big fan of Billy, too. The IWC needs more people like him, not afraid to defend the softies and freakazoids.
Hang on. Let me mark that down. I got to take that compliment out.
Right, yeah. But I've been watching Wrestling Bios reveal the war series on YouTube, and I never remember Disco being super over as a kid, but rewatching his run on Nitro, he's over as hell. I can see why his segments always got good ratings. Anyways, my question is, who's your favorite person to work with back in that time, and what do you think your best feud was? That's from Greg the Cowboys fan. I liked working with, like, you know, Jericho, Alex, and like Eddie and stuff, and me and Alex worked together a lot. Then we ended up working with each other. But I like my work with Alex mainly. How about you, Conan? And Conan, too. We had fun together.
Yeah, I think working Disco, Ray, Eddie, and possibly Scott Hall.
Yeah. Next is some Ilya Vizhlaguzov, and the subject is AEW and the Little People. Hello, K100 crew. The superior one, Conan, wish you full recovery, and JoJo, the multitasking beast. I don't watch wrestling these days, just some clips usually, things that you notice that were interesting. So watch MJF read Bar Mitzvah segment that his part was very entertaining. Then comes the Little People, and I switch the channel. Question, how do we get to the point that people have flyweight wrestling for the main event at the title of the show? Plus, the three of them have zero charisma. They're not Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather, peace and love. Actually, I think they do have a decent amount of charisma.
Yeah, Darby.
Like Darby does, Sammy does, and in his own way, Orange Cassidy does because he's got a gimmick. So Jungle Boy doesn't have any charisma, but those other three have a unique style about them. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the last one, and it's from Arsonist Jackson. The subject is AEW's financial future. Hi, K100 crew, longtime listener, first time caller. Realistically, how much longer do you guys think AEW can last? With dirt sheets reporting back in the day that the company was expecting not to be profitable within the first 5 years, we're basically in the middle of year four, and quite obviously the promotion isn't doing very well. At what point does Papa Khan get tired of funding this money pit? P.S. I know this will get me banned, but could you mention my lame YouTube channel on your channel? Doesn't hurt to shoot your shot. My channel's under my dumb social media alias, Arsonist Jackson. I know I'm banned, but you guys are great. Thanks. We just read it in your email, so we don't have to. I don't know how you want us to, you know, that. Could you mention my YouTube, bro? You put the name on here in the email. Why do you want us to go out of our way to mention it? No, we're reading your email. You can get suspended for a week.
Yeah, that's a suggestion.
They're not going to, bro. Tony Khan has more money than Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
AEW. They're not going to write, like, it doesn't matter. They could lose money every single year, but it's not, you know.
Think about this, bro. They're giving him whatever they're giving him. I don't know the amount. They're giving him money for Dynamite, right?
Right.
They're giving him money for Rampage. Uh-huh. Okay. And now they're giving him money for that new show that they came, like, reality style show. They're not going to give you a show if you're not making money, bro. Right. That's all there is to it, whether it's good or bad to you.
Tony loves it. He's got the money. He's not going anywhere.
He fucking adores it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for the mailbag.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.